This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Friday, the third day of June 2016. I'm your host, Alex Jones. I'll be here live for the next 3 hours. Then Anthony Gucciardi will come in, a fresh fighter in the info war, to anchor the fourth hour. And then I intend to return live in studio this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. InfoWars Nightly News, 7 o'clock Central tonight. He's here in Austin, flew in late last night. Roger Stone will be in studio with us for an hour and a half today, taking your phone calls, breaking down the 2016 election and where Trump's going next. Trump is now getting hardcore, not just saying he'd call for a criminal investigation if he was elected president, but saying Hillary Clinton needs to go to jail. Trump, Hillary Clinton has to go to jail. We'll be playing that clip coming up in the next segment. He goes on to say she's guilty as hell. Trump also has a message for Obama that we're going to be playing coming up in the next segment. There's a very powerful piece that Paul Joseph Watson did that I want to air, Why Social Justice Warriors Are So Demented. And he hits the nail on the head here, but I'm going to go even further, as Paul Harvey would say, with the rest of the story. Good day. So that's coming up. We also have the editor of Breitbart, Peter Schweitzer, wrote a best-selling book about the Clintons. It's being turned into a movie, joining us for 30 minutes in the second hour as well. But I dropped the ball yesterday. It was a powerful broadcast. I dropped the ball. I didn't really give folks the big data dump in the first hour or get to any of the clips till the third hour. I'm going to do it. I'm going to have a disciplined first hour, or Nico Acosta could come in here and punch me right in the nose. I told them that because they're not the one criticizing me. I really am criticizing myself because I get stuck on certain topics and issues. There is so much to cover. By the way, thank God for the Drudge Report, because now this is finally getting picked up by some newspapers and publications and being debated as people finally look at it. This happened 4 days ago. We found out about it a few days later, wrote a story about it. No one else we know of picked it up. Drudge did yesterday. It's still on drudgereport.com. EU proposes government ID for Internet use. EU proposes government ID to use Internet. Proposal sparks Mark of the Beast comparisons. Well, it's beyond that. Whether you believe in Mark of the Beast revelations or not, this is to tax the Internet, this is to track the Internet, this is to control it. And they say in the document, communication from the Commission to the European Parliament, the Council, the European and Economic and Social Committee, and the Committee of the Regions. The parliament is ceremonial. These four committees make all the decisions and are unelected and dictatorial, who are appointed and who appoint their successor by the original founders of the European Economic Community Agreement that was first a steel deal in the late 1940s after World War II, the Treaty of London. Then in what, 1956 was it, or 57, I cover it in the film Endgame, the Treaty of Rome made the European Economic Community Program, and it was a private board. And without an election in any of these countries, but two, there's 20 plus in the EU now, all these nations were entered into this in the last few decades, piece, by their prime ministers signing on to it. Without an election, without a referendum, the bureaucracy signed on, so they could then graduate to the supranational level of the EU and then finally graduate to the global government level. But world government is an EU New World Order project by every yardstick, and is a Nazi project. I'm not saying it's a Nazi program or a Nazi conspiracy, but the idea was from the Nazis. And at the end of World War II, the West said, great plan, we'll take it. And they did. They bought the whole program and have now foisted it onto us. And this dovetails with the Atlantic Treaty, with the NAU, the North American Union, This is huge. This is so big, and it's finally starting to get out there. Thanks to you, the listeners. Thanks to all of our affiliates. And thanks to DrugsReport.com. And, of course, Kit Daniels, who wrote the story. Stay with us.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen Line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen Line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen Line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
If you're receiving this transmission, you're listening to the Live Friday, June 3rd, 2016, original global broadcast. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Thank you so much for joining us. Wow. Trump is absolutely taking the gloves off and is now putting brass knuckles on and is busting the Democratic Party and Republican Party apparatuses up. He is breaking their ribs, breaking their jaws. Right now, and it is a beautiful, 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 wondrous, happy thing to see on every single front. You've seen them come out and talk about crooked Hillary and how they're very crooked people and how they're liars and how they're involved in crime. You've seen him call for a criminal investigation or say that he would seek that if elected president. Now, Trump has come out and said Clinton has to go to jail. She's guilty as hell. We're going to play that in a moment. We've got Obama bumbling around in multiple speeches, unable to even talk about Trump because these arrogant kleptocrats are so shaken by someone who's not intimidated by them and who can circumvent the dinosaur media. This is a very special time to be alive. People say, is Trump for real? What he's doing is for real. What he's doing is irrevocable to the New World Order. It's damaging. You don't put it back in the bottle. You don't put the horses back in the pen. That's why they're panicking. It's why they are doing you-know-what of their little britches. And nationalists are getting elected all over the world. Populists are getting elected all over the world. And the response in Austria is just steal the election and block it. The response in Germany and France is just arrest people en masse that even speak up for nationalism and try to say, don't be out in public with a French or German flag or British flag. They're now in the mainstream news saying, take down the British flag, it's racist. Because they have to end all free speech that's not globalist. That said, they are releasing the equivalent of 21st century brown shirts into the streets to go out and to beat up men, women, and children. There's the New York Times. Crackdowns on free speech rise across a Europe wary of terror. Talk about twisted bull, just like I told you they did. They bring in the 5 million Muslims from radical areas. They give them a green light to go wild. Germans, French, Swedes, and others, very tolerant people, get up and say, we're not going to allow this. And their speech and their assembly is banned. And if you're in a town of 100 with 700 illegals brought in who are raping and robbing, and men get together to go organize and try to tackle people and stop them, when the cops come and they're robbing your shop, the cops arrest you and will release, this was in the news yesterday, will release the person robbing in the same day twice. They catch him a third time and they move to indict the vigilantes who simply drug the guy out of the store, hogtied him for the police. This is a lawless criminal takeover. And that New York Times headline says it all. Because of fears of terror, after the EU brought these people in, organized the partial fall of Syria as a conduit into Turkey, they brought down Libya, that's a conduit into Italy. They admit that's record numbers, hundreds of thousands every few months coming across, and Italy just lets them land. Just as Gaddafi warned, they made Libya a failed state. They have made Syria a partially failed state, both because one by sea and one by land border Europe as the pincer double-edged attack. And now, Facebook and Twitter say, we're going to censor you if you criticize the migrants, the poor little migrants. Agitators pelt female Trump supporters with eggs, tomatoes in San Jose. They chase a woman down and beat her up, hooping and yelling. It's kind of like pushing the police horse over and it breaks its legs and everybody, you know, celebrates and they kill the horse. It's so wonderful. These are hateful, horrible people. Attacking a woman while they wave a Mexican flag in her face. As Kurt Nemo wrote for InfoWars.com, that's the new culture in America. That's the new system in America, is gangsters waving a Mexican flag, beating a woman up, bloodying her. But don't worry, local news just said, oh, the Trump rally caused a riot. It was Trump's fault. And the mayor came out and said, this is a good thing. And I've got stacks of articles here where they've got the different leftist publications saying, this is good, do this everywhere. Go out like a bunch of brown shirts and beat people up. But I love how the folks waving Mexican flags, grown men, some of them looks like 6'4", pick a little woman. By the way, you can put somebody's eye out with an egg. And there they are, hitting her in the face with the egg, slapping her, hitting her. It's so funny to do that to a woman. I mean, where are the men? Because I'm going to tell you right now, I start seeing somebody hit a woman in the face with an egg, I'm going to defend, guaranteed. And so folks are going to get the fight they're looking for. They're going to look for the uppercuts, that their jaws and noses were begging for. And hey, who knows, you might beat me up, but you're not going to be able to sit there and pick on a woman while you flap a Mexican flag in her face. And again, you imagine Americans down in Mexico, in, say, Mexico City, surrounding a woman, hitting her with American flags and hitting her in the face with eggs. But this is all acceptable. This is the Hispanic Ku Klux Klan garbage that our media and our universities push, just like we saw the white Ku Klux Klan in the 50s and 60s doing the same type of crap to black people and their white supporters in the South. But that's not going on today, and I don't have any shared white guilt. I didn't have any part of that. And my grandfather worked to pass the Civil Rights Movement to promote it in East Texas. None of that matters, though, because I'm white. I'm inherently evil. I'm bad. So that white woman deserves to be attacked, too, doesn't she? Because she dared come out and try to be part of the First Amendment. And it goes on and on. Left-wing Vox editor, Trump comes to your town, start a riot. Trump supporters terrorized in massive San Jose street brawl as police lose control. And there's all raw video of it. The police say that the anti-Trump people started it and did all of it. But it doesn't matter. Media, mainstream media wonders why it's losing all of its support. Our reporters were there, by the way, and witnessed it all. We got to get Biggs on today. No. Doesn't matter. Mainstream media is going to cover it up where a bunch of out-of-control social justice warriors, communist, Hispanic Klan groups, and others go out, and the police stand there and let them do it. Here it is, the de-evolution of politics in America, gangster thugs with Mexican flags, establishment media insists violent thugs in San Jose are protesters. Very good article by Kurt Nemo. Leftist media, San Jose mayor justify anti-Trump violence attacks on women. And we have the clips of the news, and Paul Watson breaks it down. Just unbelievable. Just like in Nazi Germany, the persecution of certain groups started, and it was sold by the media as good. Meanwhile, Mexico is a failed state collapsing, and most Mexicans just want to live in a free country and have a good job and be able to live in freedom. But our universities and our systems, run by the globalists, are breeding this culture of divide and conquer. And it is causing massive, massive retrenchment by whites into classical, what you'd call white tribalism or racism. And the recruitment by the white supremacists and all the other groups is exploding. And that's why the white supremacist groups hate me so much, is because they understand that I'm trying to create a culture of liberty that transcends supposed race so we can actually have a future. They all want their own countries. The blacks want, you know, the black nationalists, the white nationalists, the Hispanic nationalists. And when I say nationalist, I'm for nationalists. They want a race nation. That's different. Just like a prison where you got the white area, the black area, the Hispanic area. That's what they're turning America into. And I oppose that project of balkanization. And that's why I'm hated, and that's why I'm attacked by the leftist Mexican supremacists, the white supremacists, the black supremacists. They just all hate my guts because they're all foundation globalist run, and they're useful idiot morons. But this is really unprecedented. We're going to come back and play some of the footage. Briefly, there's more and more internet censorship. We're going to cover more of the EU rolls out plan for government ID to be able to use the internet. This is the end of the internet as we know it. We're going to be going over that some more. We're also going to be obviously taking your phone calls. But censorship is intensifying, and everyone, so we can send you videos, articles, you name it, in intense times of censorship or control, we need to be able to contact you via email, infowars.com/newsletter, and we can be able to send you that information out on a daily basis. So again, please take action today, infowars.com/newsletter. Also, with the allergy season really heating up, with the summertime, and with all the different things that are happening with different infections and things, I personally boost my own immune system with Lung Cleanse. It's 20% off. We only do this a few times a year. It's the time of year for us to have this as a special. Unfortunately, people are, I guess, wait for specials, so it's going to sell out by Monday or Tuesday at current sales rates. We have a limited supply. It'll be a few months till we have any more, unfortunately. So if you want Lung Cleanse, it's got close to 20 different organic oils concentrated and other key herbs to really really just have an amazing effect. When nothing else is working and I'm coughing and hacking, and this just absolutely knocks it out. A lot of singers I know use it. A lot of public speakers use it. Lung Cleanse, 20% off at InfoWarsLife.com until it runs out. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
If you're a radio listener, obviously you can't see the TV portion of this transmission, but you can always go to Infowars.com/show and find the free live video feed. You can also see it on some TV and cable systems around the country. But it really adds a layer to it to see a mob of men waving Mexican flags, hitting a woman in the head with the flags, slapping her, throwing eggs in her face, and then piling on. You can't see what else happens, but then she's later on the news bleeding, And the media calls this, oh, Trump supporters causing a riot. So this is the attack on reality. And, yeah, the woman joked around and stuck her butt back out at them when they're going F you and all this other stuff. And they said, oh, we'll just attack you. So this is what the feminists, I guess, want as well, is, you know, to like live in the Middle East and where you stay chained up half the time, or you have to wear a hood over your head when you go out in public. This is the degeneration and the balkanization. This is how you conquer a country if you're a multinational combine of corporations. You come in, you look at every racial and cultural division and religious division, you dissect them, and you have the universities in the name of unity, hype everyone up, give everybody chips on their shoulders, and then descend into bedlam while Hillary Clinton and others sell the nation out. But Trump is striking at the heart of it, is why the media, the establishment propaganda arm, is activating its useful idiots. Because he's coming out and saying Hillary Clinton has to go to jail, she's guilty as hell, here's the clip.
By the way, Hillary Clinton is missing 30,000 emails. They've been deleted. 30,000. 30,000 emails. And remember I said I was a counterpuncher? I am. After what she said about me today in her phony speech, that was a phony speech. That was a Donald Trump hit job. I will say this. Hillary Clinton has to go to jail, okay? She has to go to jail. Has to
go. Oh, I love it.
That was a phony hit job. She's guilty as hell. Remember, Hillary Clinton used to hate Obama. She used to hate him. Bill Clinton hated him. Bill Clinton hated him. He called Bill Clinton a racist. Do you remember that? Bill Clinton hated him. And Hillary Clinton hated Obama. Now it's, yes, sir, Mr. President, sir. Yes, sir. What would you like? What would you like me to say here, sir? The only reason she's behaving like this, and the only reason she's been dragged so far left, believe me, is she doesn't want to go to jail over the emails, okay? Believe me. That's the only reason. One simple reason.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, look, no one's ever fought the globalists for 67 years. 60 to 70 years. Because they would just have the media deny it existed while they built the project and while they robbed us and while they set it up. Now, because of real media, they can't lie. They have no power. I mean, almost no power now. Trump's challenging them at a key point. And that's what they can't deal with, is engagement, is resistance, is someone standing up. And he's an example to us. Stand up and see what happens. I've taken the gloves off way beyond what Trump's ever done. And has it destroyed me or has it empowered me? Fortune favors the bold. That's the SAS Special Forces saying. But the fortune I'm looking for isn't some pot of gold. It's liberty and freedom for my children and your children and humanity into the future. And I'm following basic, documented systems that will make not just America great, but the world great in a new renaissance. And I'm out here bragging, going, hey, I'm tough. I took the gloves off a long time ago. But comparatively, Trump is on a platform 50 times bigger than I am right now, the world stage, 100 times, and is just blasting them with Death Star-level political truth beams that you can't stand up against. Look, you're a crook, lady. You need to go to jail. You're a fraud. Everybody knows it. Here's a bunch of examples. Your foreign policy is a disaster. You're a crook. You're corrupt. And Trump metaphysically knows you don't strike first. You let them attack, you step out of the way, and then you counterpunch. And as I've seen in my life and as you've experienced, who always has the upper hand? It's the person defending. The person attacking might be twice as big, stronger, meaner, you name it. But if they miss their first shot, they're going to have a big fight. It's like watching a Wolverine fight a grizzly bear. That's why they always want to sneak attack and not even let you know they're attacking, so you basically get run over and never know what hit you. Well, we're here telling everybody what's been hitting us. This country, this world, has been hit by a globalist bus, and now they want to finish the job. And we're saying, you know what? Blinders are off. The alarm's being raised. You want to fight? It's going to be head-to-head. You want to bang heads? Get ready.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hi, I'm 54 years of age, and at Christmas time last year, a resident I take care of at work accidentally rolled over my right foot with his motorized scooter. I was backed into a corner, and he put it in reverse and did it again. The bones in my foot weren't actually broken, but damage was done. The remedy was to just let the foot heal on its own, and this was expected to take many weeks. As a caregiver, I do a lot of walking, and I was sort of okay when I was in motion. It's when I stopped to rest that I really felt the pain. The pain was there getting out of bed in the morning too. So I got on the One World Way as he was back, and I just had to write this testimony. No more pain. Nothing. I can only attribute this to the One World Way since I haven't introduced anything else into my life. This product is a true godsend. It gives me energy and did whatever magic this stuff does to heal my poor foot. I will take One World Way for life. Sincerely, Holly.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, WHEY.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
San Jose, California. Michael Zimmerman and Joe Biggs were there. Their footage is up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. If you're a radio listener and want to go see it for yourself, you're watching us via InfoWars.com/show. You can obviously see us here in living color, and adds that whole other dimension. It's just one thing to say, hey, people beating up women, men bloodying women's noses, beating them over the head with Mexican flags. It's one thing to hear that. It's another thing to see that. And can you imagine if a group of Anglos were beating up a Hispanic woman and beating her over the head with Mexican flags and hitting her in the head with an egg? Bloodying her nose. You would see people really angry. And you know, I would expect to be angry. Because it's not just men beating up a woman. It's obviously racial. And black women burning American flags. I mean, this is minorities, who are the majority in most areas, taught that America is inherently evil and bad because they have no other history in the public school system of any other country. They just have no gauge and just all feel very, very satisfied, very, very self-serving, very, very righteous in what they're doing. Absolute. Oh, and I love the punching people in the back of the head. Can anybody punch in this country anymore? I mean, I got to tell you, these punches I see people throw must have grown up in a house without daddy there. I mean, that's mommy teach you how to punch. I mean, I'm sorry. That's like putting your fist out and jumping like you're Superman. You want to full force ram somebody up underneath the jaw or the nose. That way you break the jaw and the teeth, and then people understand what it's like to get punched. Or the nose, full power up under, then the nose goes bye-bye off the face. That's how a man punches, not all these little superwoman punches where you jump with your fist out or hit people like this. And then, but who's even more pathetic is the conditioned American people who stand there, most of them camera people, bystanders, not even Trump supporters, and the police, and watch women and people be punched in the back of the head and assaulted by people wearing all sorts of racist regalia and waving foreign flags. I mean, it is a joke. A giant joke. Can you imagine if it was people in Klan outfits beating up a black woman? It would be the top story worldwide. And I would have the exact same indignation if I saw white men beating up a Hispanic woman or a black woman or an Asian woman. I remember a few years ago when that poor black lady ran up to a checkpoint. They were doing a drill and saw military people and ran away from the checkpoint. Turned out she had mental illness and had kind of run away from home for a few days. She had a child in the back of the car. It was a domestic deal. She was driving around freaking out, crying, you know, fighting with her husband. She was on some type of Prozac family drug. It came out. So it's a woman having a meltdown. Everybody has problems in her life. She freaks out, drives past the checkpoint. Why do we have checkpoints in this country when the border's open? And they shoot her and kill her. And I say, this is horrible. This is terrible. That was back during the Trayvon Martin thing. And people were tweeting and commenting and saying, you only are mad because she's a white woman. And then it turned out she was a black woman. And I said, I never even said she was a white woman or a black woman. From far away in a car, looked like she had dark skin. I didn't even think what color is a woman. See, the people indoctrinated in leftist ideology, whether they be black, Hispanic, white, whatever, they are the most color-obsessed, religion-obsessed people. They're just experts in it. It's all they know. It's all they've been taught in school. It's all they've been taught in the culture. They are basket cases. Basket cases. I mean, I see somebody run over in the road. I don't think, oh, my God, that's a white guy. I really feel bad because they're like me. When I read about little kids dying in car wrecks and it shows their pictures on the news, I have the exact same physical response no matter what color the little kids are. And that's nothing special. That should be normal. But it's crazy. How a U-turn at a White House checkpoint led to death. We want to know why this happened. And by the way, it was mainly black cops along with some white cops that shot her to death. And they were all making it racial that I was saying it was wrong she'd be killed, just figuring that she must be white. It's like this gorilla that got shot. There's news articles out saying it only got shot because it was black. This is like Crips and Bloods killing each other over blue or red, or all the other stupidness we've seen in history where one group will kill each other just because they're from another town. That's dumbed down tribalism. I remember being like 14 and some of the young people saying, let's go over to that nearby town and see if they're at the park, you know, from that other school and beat them up. I'd be like, I don't want to do that. Well, they're from that other school, and I don't like their football team. That's what it comes down to. So you'll have like a sports team win, people riot. Sports team loses, people riot. And they'll just go out and beat people up. Mobs of idiot white kids in England. Mobs of idiot all races here in the U.S. This is the hooligan idiocy now injected into politics, and with our media fanning the flames of it for social control, it is unprecedented. But the bigger issue is, if the mainstream media, the dinosaur media, the Brian Williams, Katie Couric media, if the Piers Morgan whore media, if they wonder why they have almost no viewers or readers now, a shadow of the former self, look in the mirror. You have a 6% trust rate in a national AP poll 2 months ago because you're known liars. And the public may not get exactly what's going on, but they know you're lying. And so that's why giant lines of people of every race, color, and creed are now showing up at Trump rallies. Suddenly, all over the country, it's like a third or half the people are Hispanic going in. 20% are black. It's like double, you know, the population numbers, triple in some cases, 30, 40%. And the system is panicking. Obama is stuttering. And suddenly they're like, what are we going to do? And Trump's saying, let's arrest Hillary. Their bluff is getting called. Their bluff is getting called. People are going, it is true Mexico has the toughest border in this hemisphere. It is true they've got a wall and a fence. And by the way, I've got all these clips of Hispanic groups saying, build that wall. A 2,200-mile wall will not work. You can have them in certain areas to stop cars just driving across and fences. But what you need is ditches. They need to dig ditches with surveillance on the border. And then they need to prosecute employers that knowingly en masse hire people to drive down wages in the economy. It's a form of racketeering. They have ways to deal with it. With Trump, it is a dumbed-down gimmick to say build that wall. But Mexico has one. And other countries have them. And we've paid to put them in Afghanistan and other places. So to say that we can't have a wall and it's evil to have one is ridiculous. Now, I want to get into some more of these clips, but the first one I want to play is a video up on Infowars.com, why social justice warriors are so demented. And I'm going to retweet this out at Real Alex Jones right now while I'm airing this, and I'm going to come back and go back into some of these clips. It's so powerful. I'm going to play it again where Trump says Hillary Clinton has to go to jail. Then I'm going to play what he said yesterday where he talked about, you know, these people are all crooked. He's expanding, not just calling her crooked Hillary. He's being serious, saying these are criminals. These are organized crime. And then we're also going to get into more of the mainstream media, the lying media, the crooked media, trying to cover up the racial attacks and just anti-free speech attacks, the brown shirt style, true tyranny attacks going on. Out of one side of their mouth, they're saying it isn't an attack or saying, oh, there was a clash, both sides did it. But out of the other side of their mouth, they then sit there and say, oh, it's good to go out and attack these people. These are bad people. It's like MSNBC over and over again has said, well, of course we're persecuting the Tea Party and taking away their tax exemptions and going after Christian groups and veterans groups. Of course we're going after you. You're racist. You're bad. You need to be shut down. See, instead of denying they're engaged in Nixonian behavior times 10,000, literally with the IRS, I mean, it's massive scale. Thousands of times bigger than what Nixon did on record. Tens of thousands. They persecuted tens of thousands. Nixon had a list and was thinking about messing with some people, 100 and something. And that was wrong. But look how bad we've gotten now, saying Nixon was the benchmark of evil. We got Roger Stone, who was, you know, worked closely with him and going to be in studio with us for an hour and a half today. He's written the definitive book on Nixon. But we're going to talk in campaign more with him coming up at the bottom of the next hour. And Joe Biggs will be popping in, who was in the middle of the melee last night. But this is simply incredible. Right now, let's go to Paul Joseph Watson's piece on social justice warriors. And when we come back from the piece, I'm going to add the rest of the story. Because, yes, it's about arrested development. Yes, it's about daycare. Yes, it's about mommy not giving attention. Yes, it's about baby-level fighting and then going and tattling to the state, tattling to the monitor, tattling to the welfare attendant, tattling to the daycare attendant. So it's a babyish aggression. Weak, shallow, dumb, gibbering, malnourished, small-brained, dysfunctional people. Because here's the deal. You can look up hundreds of studies on this. Mother's milk. I know it's a conspiracy that women have breasts to feed their young, but mammals have warm blood. They feed their babies from mammary glands, and they have hair. And there's some other features, but most mothers don't breastfeed now because of the industrial society. Most babies are put in cribs. IQs are 10, 20, 30 points higher the more you have a child the first 2 years up against you, up against your skin. They need to be in bed with you every night, up against you. They need to be getting mother's milk to at least 18 months, and the brain, on average, will be 40% larger. That's why Homo sapiens has a big head for a bigger cc-sized brain. But when you don't get the milk designed to grow the brain, the brain's much smaller. The autopsy reports are there. The people die 25 years old in a car wreck. They're not even drug users. They cut open the brain, do an autopsy just to check. The brain is half the size it should be. These are zombies that the formula the last 60 years is two-thirds high fructose corn syrup on average. These are brain-damaged babies who can't talk, and they just run around stomping like babies saying, I deserve a new toy, you're bad, you're racist, you're evil. And that's why whether it's Carl the Cuck or any of these social justice warriors, they look like they are undead. And it's because they are. When you've got a brain 40% smaller than it should be, okay, you got a problem. They give baboons the average formula, and they can hardly climb a tree. Just put an article up about that a moment ago. So, women got those for a reason. Call it a conspiracy theory. They'll probably have Salon come out and say it's not true. Next, an article about how great pedophiles are. But soon it will be a conspiracy theory to say mothers ever gave milk. They're also now even saying we should just outlaw vaginal birth. They're saying it's evil. And they want to put statins in the water. So they're coming for us. Now, I got milk till I was 18 months. I walked up in Target, jerking on my mom's pants, and I bossed her around, and I said, Mama, titty. And she said, I think it's time to wean you, because I was like pinching on her leg. That's a famous story she tells. But I'm not perfect, but you know what? This big old cranium, that brain got filled out. It's there. And thank God my mother was able to stay home for those first 18 months. She went to work after that, the Dallas Morning News. All right, I'm going to skip this break because it's so important. Let's just go ahead and go to Paul Joseph Watson's report on why these people are so brain damaged and so evil and so wicked, because they are the equivalent of lobotomized goblins. Here it is.
Have you ever wondered why feminists and social justice warriors behave like escaped mental patients?
Oh, we should stop.
Why are they so loud and obnoxious?
White male!
Despite looking like the cast from a pilot show called The Un***ables, why are they always trying to be the center of attention? Turns out it might be because mommy didn't give them enough huggles. As Laura Perrins explains, we're talking about the daycare generation. These kids grew up in the 90s when feminists assured us that nursery care was completely healthy. Turns out that was bull****. A 2001 National Institute of Child Health and Development study revealed a link between long hours of non-maternal care for young children and aggressive behavior. In other words, you had two dozen insecure screaming brats all competing for the attention of one stressed out daycare worker. The love and protection of mother's safe space was nowhere to be seen, and the only way to be heard was to throw a massive tantrum. So SJWs are craving the comfort and security of home that they never had growing up.
It is not about creating an intellectual thing! It is not! You understand that? It's about creating a home here!
They're addicted to being treated like special snowflakes because mommy didn't shower them with enough love. They're obsessed with making crazy demands to grab the attention that they were denied in daycare.
You should sit down!
So there you have it. Psychologically speaking, social justice warriors are mentally stunted toddlers who throw fits when they don't get their own way, because they never learned to interact like normal humans. They're so full of righteous indignation because they're inflicting revenge on the world for their emotionally deprived childhoods.
Stop talking to us like children!
And even though they're adolescent crybabies, scared of Halloween costumes and other people's opinions, let's take the high road. Let's be compassionate. Let's be kind. Hug a social justice warrior today. Actually, that. Let's just keep triggering the little It's hilarious.
All right. I don't like Paul Watson's use of profanity, and I apologize for that. And he's trying to cut back on it. But quite frankly, it's a tactic he's using, and his videos are getting millions of views a day in many cases. And almost every high school student I run into, literally, that's politically involved is now watching his videos and tuning into InfoWars. And so fight fire with fire. I don't really agree with that overall, but it's working. And I'm the guy that made Paul get on the air 5 years ago, so I guess I kind of asked for it. People at the school level, middle school, high school, into college, are really starting to figure out what's going on. And they shouldn't be guilty. They shouldn't be brainwashed. They shouldn't be told America's bad. They shouldn't have all this garbage pushed on them. But I'm not kidding. I need to do more videos about vaccines causing brain damage, lower IQ, fluoride causing lower IQ. That's Harvard study. Look it up yourself. I'm talking 10-point reduction in just 6 years of use at 1.3 parts per million. Look it up. You add screen time, the television, rewiring the brain, lowering synapse connections, lowering attention span to that of a goldfish. The average person has an attention span lower than that of a goldfish. It's why they can't carry out tasks either. No one remembers what was said to them 60 seconds before. And the establishment people say, well, that's good, Alex. We can just rule over all these idiots. I don't want to rule over a planet of morons, planet goldfish brain. It also burns out your pancreas. You wonder why these kids weigh twice what they should by the time they're 14 years old. There's no exercise. The average North American gets less time, Europeans as well, outside than a maximum security prisoner. That's a federal study out a month ago. Look it up. Just type that in. Everything I'm telling you, type it in. The average child in the West spends less time outside than a maximum security prisoner. Close quote. Children now spend less time outside than the average prisoner. Look it up for yourself. So, we laugh at these people, we make fun of them, and Paul's doing that lovingly because that's all they listen to because they're at childlike level. They get the average person, and I'm going to play a Trump clip in a moment, into college. They're already primed to be social justice warriors. They're already guilty in their heart, even though they've done nothing. And they take them into these communal areas and dress them down and yell at them. And they're a minority. They say you're persecuted. Folks are out to get you. There's big racism on this campus. There's epidemics of rape. Look out. Oh, my gosh. They trigger all this hysteria and fight and flight. They don't want your parents to do that and teach you real threats. Then they don't want you to have that in high school. They want you to be insulated. Then in college, they scare you and freak you out, give you false stimuli, try to activate instincts that are there, and then misdirect them to your enemy is white people. Your enemy is money. Your enemy is success. Your enemy is anyone who has more money than you. Your enemy is anyone better looking than you. You are going to be a failure unless you're part of this group, part of this guild. Here, the Ford Foundation loves you. La Raza Mecha loves you. Black Lives Matter, funded by Soros, loves you. And now you're a prisoner for life. You will do whatever they say. You will read their books, watch their TV shows, follow their directives. You are now a total mind slave. And you drank fluoride your whole life. You had formula designed to massively reduce the CC size of your brain from 20 to 45% on average. It's in that spectrum, depending on the formula. You are a victim of a technotronic psycho global program that's declassified. You were hit and hit hard. And they just hope that you don't care and join them like a zombie. But many of you would have been geniuses. Now you still have average intelligence, and that's who I'm targeting, myself included. My dad was like one of the top people in the state at mathematics, engineering. He was in UT when he was a junior in high school. Salutatorian high school, would have been valedictorian, but he was too busy already, you know, working in cancer research facilities in Houston when he was 16. Everybody else before me on the other side of the family was smarter than I am cognitively, literary, language, you name it. But I've still got all my primitive instincts that are good. But I'm brain damaged. I'm probably 20, 30 points lower than I should be. I should be about 150 IQ. Those of us that still can operate, we have to realize we've been hit with chemical and biological and cultural attack. We got to shake it off, realize it's basically an alien attack by a psycho breakaway group of controllers, and that when we know we're under attack, humans can then work around it and actually boost your cognitive ability once you know you're under attack instinctively. I'm going to stop right there and play this clip because it's so powerful. Trump. Hillary Clinton has to go to jail. This is next level. This is firing back. This will bring them down. Here it is.
By the way, Hillary Clinton is missing 30,000 emails. They've been deleted. 30,000. 30,000 emails. And remember I said I was the counterpuncher? I am. After what she said about me today in her phony speech. That was a phony speech. That was a Donald Trump hit job. I will say this. Hillary Clinton has to go to jail, okay? She has to go to jail. Has to go. That was a phony hit job. She's guilty as hell. Remember, Hillary Clinton used to hate Obama. She used to hate him. Bill Clinton hated him. Bill Clinton hated him. He called Bill Clinton a racist. Do you remember that? Bill Clinton hated him. And Hillary Clinton hated Obama. Now it's, yes, sir, Mr. President, sir. Yes, sir. What would you like? What would you like me to say here, sir? The only reason she's behaving like this, and the only reason she's been dragged so far left, believe me, is she doesn't want to go to jail over the emails, okay? Believe me. That's the only reason. One simple reason.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is powerful info. I'm going to play more of the clips here in a moment. But first off, we're running a special until this sells out. It looks like that'll be Monday at current sales rates because I just, you know, a year ago said, hey, when, you know, the summer starts and the allergy season gets really bad in some areas, I want a 20% lung cleanse special. A lot of this is already pre-programmed into the shopping cart. So that special started, but we have a limited supply of it. And so it will be sold out by Monday at current sales rates. Introduce yourself to this very low price, high quality product. It's $23.96 at $20 off. Other competitors are just two or three essential oils and maybe some menthol to halfway numb your throat. This is close to 20. Totally organic, cold pressed, over the top, awesome ingredients. And there's no other system out there. I've tried a lot of them when I've been speaking too much and my voice is too raspy and my voice is going out. They don't help me. This does help, and it does have menthol as well. That's the last ingredient, but it's got organic peppermint essentials, organic chaparral leaf, organic lobelia, organic, it goes on, and I can't pronounce half of these, organic orange peel. It's got proprietary blend. It's got just a whole bunch of eucalyptus oil, organic lugwort, organic oregano, organic plantain, organic. I mean, it just goes on and on. It's so good. And it's 20% off right now at InfoWarsLife.com. And the small profit we make helps fund this operation. We're also going to be ending it next week, the special on the new Alexa Pure Breeze air filter systems. Competitors are $400 to $500, some of them $1,000, for something that has the exact same specs. This is 25% off out of the gates, $184, for a filter that should be $400. That'd be low priced. Alexa Pure Breeze, InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us. Second hour, Roger Stone and more coming up in studio.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.